Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's midweek. We're pumped. Give it to me, Tim. Give me everything you got.
Lockdown!
Yes, indeed, my friends. Welcome in. The Rob Brown Show is on your radio. It is ESPN Upstate. What is happening upstate? Good to be with you once again. Just a touch after 4 minutes after the noon o'clock hour. I am Rob Brown. The other seductive voice you heard just moments ago was that of the main man on the ones and twos, my man Tim, back in the building today, where he is playing the role of Diesel, who will return next week, hopefully. If he's not on like a 4-day hangover, we'll see. We'll see. Diesel took a week off, and ordinarily for I don't know about you, Tim, when I take a week off of work, typically means I'm coming back in like 8 pounds heavier and bloated. Diesel just bought a house. My dude's getting the work done. That guy's going to do the exact opposite, so I feel for him a little bit. But it is great to have you here, buddy. Thanks for filling in this week and doing all the dirty work. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for letting me be a part of your show.
Of course. It's our show, Tim.
Our show.
It just happens to have my name on it, mainly because all the branding was done already, you know? And it was like, well, you have two options. You can get rid of the, you can get rid of everything you've built up in terms of branding over the years and change the name, or you can just have it called The Rob Brown Show with Diesel / now The Rob Brown Show featuring Tim. It is what it is, but I'm glad to have you here, buddy. We have got so much to get into, but before I get into sports, I have one complaint to make about the Upstate. It's honestly, so far, I think the only complaint that I have about living here, okay? And okay. It's one that some people have taken very personally, and some people are like, yeah, I've lived here this long, and I completely agree with you. The only complaint that I have about living here, geese.
Should we have that problem in the parking lot here?
We have that problem everywhere here. Yeah. Just everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Those birds,
certain times of the year are worse than others.
Oh, sure. No doubt about it. No doubt. And I know right now it's actually past nesting season. They're raising the young. And I only know that because there's a ton of them. My apartment complex has been inundated with geese. They're freaking everywhere. And so here's what I've learned about them. Most everywhere I've gone has had a bird. Like, this is the bird that is the bird here, right? On the beaches in Destin, seagulls. There's seagulls everywhere. There's nothing you can do about it. In Jacksonville, mockingbirds, the state bird of Florida, the mockingbirds are absolutely everywhere. And in the Upstate, I don't know who was in charge of the selection committee for the birds. I don't know who it is that decided that this is the place, but the Canadian geese here, the most ironically named bird of all, because Canadians are nice and non-confrontational and friendly and courteous.
That's not geese at all.
Geese, on the other hand, are vicious hate machines full of rage and discontent for everyone and everything around them. And I don't understand why. Why are geese?
I don't know. I've never gotten it. Just anytime you get close one, it's almost like they like stare you down and just waiting for you to even come close to them and to appear like you're challenging them. And then that way, then they just sick on you, and it's absolutely just terrifying when they do.
They're the worst. They're the worst. So quick story. A couple of days ago, and I meant to tell this story earlier in the week, but I forgot until Lonzo and I were having a discussion off the air before the show started. My apartment complex, like I mentioned, inundated with geese. They're just everywhere, right? There's hundreds of them. And so a few days ago, a couple of weeks ago, I don't remember exactly when, I'm getting home from work. And this was a day or two after the baby geese started showing up around the complex, right? So the baby geese show up. And as I'm walking to my apartment building, you park, because that's what you do in a car. You park out front, and then you walk in the front door, and my apartment complex is built into a hill, right? So there's a retention pond behind that the geese spend all day in, and there's a little yard between the two buildings where they live in and they eat or whatever, and that's all fine as long as they stay back there. But they're in the parking lot. So there's two options to get into my building because it's not like an open building. You have to go in a specific door to get right to the six apartments in my hallway. There is, there are three geese and like five babies between me and the door that I have to go in. Now in Destin, where the bird is the seagull, and in Jacksonville, where the bird is the mockingbird, when you walk towards those birds, they disperse there, like birds do. They just go away. Geese, on the other hand, turn into a legion of Roman centurions that close rank and get into formation and prepare an assault on the invader. That's my house, move! So I'm walking towards the door, and one of these geese starts, and I didn't know geese did this. Sorry, I've seen geese in the past, but I've never had, for lack of a better word, actually this is the best word, I've never had a confrontation with a goose before. I've eaten goose. I've seen geese flying in formation south or for the winter or north for the summer or whatever.
They probably knew this guy's eaten our kind before.
They had some sort of grudge against me. And so I'm walking towards the door, and I've never experienced this. Again, every bird in my life, pelicans in New Orleans, seagulls on the beach in Destin, mockingbirds in Jacksonville, when you approach these birds, they go, wow, that guy looks like he could eat me. I'm going to get out of the way and go survive somewhere else. That's evolution at its finest. Birds learn, people eat birds. Further you are from people, less chance you get eaten by a people. Makes sense. Not geese. No. Geese think they can eat people. So I walk towards it, this goose. And if there's any tiny little doubt in your mind that birds evolved from dinosaurs, all right, they did. If there's any doubt in your mind, this little, you know what, raises up on its hind legs, throws its wings out to the side in the most threatening display of bird I've ever seen, raises its big, stupid, long neck up in the air and starts hissing at me. Not like, but like, yeah, like a very angry wildcat.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to South Carolina.
What the hell? So this bird / mini velociraptor is now wing spread, stupid, long neck up in the air, hissing at me, and it just starts walking towards me. Right? I'm seeing like Dilophosaurus in my head. Yes, the nerd in me is coming out. Judge me as you will. This little predator turned bird starts walking towards me, wings out, flapping, and hissing at me, right? So fight or flight kicks in for your boy. And I set my left foot because if this bird gets within kicking range of me, I am going to Chuck Norris its stupid little head into another dimension, right? It's coming right at me, and I swear to you, across the parking lot from me, there's like these two older ladies, very nice older ladies, but these two older ladies, and all they do every day when I get home from work, they're standing in the parking lot, and they just stand out there and talk, right? They drink their wine, they stand and talk, which I think is cool, that's awesome, good for them. One of them yells across the parking lot as this tiny dinosaur prepares its assault on me. She yells at me, "Don't hurt the goose." Lady, I'm about to kick this goose so hard, it is going to be pre-cooked for Thanksgiving. That's how much energy. If this little dinosaur approaches me any closer, I am going to kick it to the point it won't need an oven to be cooked. It'll be cooked on contact, right? Don't hurt the goose. Are you kidding me? Look at this freaking wild animal.
They tell it to not hurt me.
This creature hissing at me as if it is prepared to pounce and make me Thanksgiving dinner. Don't hurt the hurt the goose. I'm about to launch the goose into the stratosphere if it gets any closer to me. And this little turd takes like two more steps, and then it does what I'm not prepared for. It goes from standing up to like lowered down, like a pouncing thing, right? Like, I've seen Jurassic Park enough times to know that when dino birds are prepared to strike, they lower themselves down to the ground so they can put all the energy in their legs and shoot themselves forward to eviscerate you. This old dude lowers himself down like he's about ready to pounce. And now I'm like, oh, crap, I'm about to fight a bird. I'm about to fight
a
dinosaur.
To go down.
Yeah, I'm about to fight a dinosaur. This little turd goes to launch itself at me. And I'm like, screw it. And I just swing my leg. I'm like, all right, man, if you come at me, I am going to Ronaldo you over this building if you get any closer to me. Fortunately, this dumb little bird dino gets enough of a sense of reality that it doesn't actually jump. It hisses again, and then it just kind of like takes a couple of steps backwards. Well, by this point, the other two geese and the baby geese have vacated the area, squawking in what I can only assume is the bird language for fight, 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 like kids on a school ground. This other goose finally walks the other way, and I'm able to enter my apartment without, because here's the thing.
A big old standoff.
There's no win for me in this situation.
No.
Either I get my ass kicked by a goose, or I'm the weirdo in apartment number 20 that got into a fight with a goose, and win or lose, there's no okay outcome there at all.
The worst case scenario, you probably get called peed on you.
Yeah. Like, there's no winning for me. So the point of all of this is, Upstate, I would like to submit respectfully that we all democratically agree that geese are bad. And they should be, like, we should build a wall around South Carolina and make the geese pay for it. That's all I'm trying to say. All right? That's it. Now that I have successfully and entirely wasted the first segment ranting about how terrible geese are, let's run to our break, actually on time for the first time this week. And when we come back, I'll do our lunch breakdown, because we have got three very important stories that broke yesterday. None of them as important as making sure that all of you know how terrible geese are as a species. All right. My name is Rob Brown. My man Tim's on the other side on the ones and twos. We get into sports, I promise, when we return here on the Rob Brown Show. Stick around. It's ESPN Upstate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Famous Club Tim up in here today.
I think I should become a DJ. What do you think?
I mean, if you can get it popping at 12:24 on a Wednesday afternoon, get some. Club Tim on the Rob Brown Show today. Welcome in, America. It is the Rob Brown Show, 12:25. Rob and Tim with you. Hey, listen, want to tell you real quick about a little something we're doing called Move the Upstate Forward. It is time to move the Upstate forward. We are ready to tell the stories of the Upstate's future. Move the Upstate Forward is talking about Upstate heroes, movers, shakers, givers, and doers, people who are out there on the streets trying to make the Upstate a better place. And we want you to tell us the stories about the people who are moving the Upstate forward. If you would like to nominate a person or organization that are helping move the Upstate forward, we want you to go to moveupstateforward.com. www.moveupstateforward.com. Nominate someone or an organization who is out there on the streets helping make this a better place for all of us. Go to moveupstateforward.com. Get on the phone lines, 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776. Text me at 71307. Start your text with ESPN. And if you would like to join our Discord server for the Rob Brown Show, got a few folks in there chatting today, shoot me a text to 71307 that says ESPN password, and I will send you a link to join our Discord server where you can chat with me and fans of the Rob Brown Show from around the Upstate 24/7, before, during, and after the show. If you'd like to join our Discord server, shoot me a text to 71307 that says ESPN password, and I will happily send you the link. Let's get to our lunch breakdown. Usually we do that to open the show, but I had to rant about geese, and that seemed more important. Item numero uno, the National Hockey League is on the record. Their return to play announcements were made yesterday, and they went all the way down to playoff format. The NHL has shared their basic timeline to get through return to play phases and how they're going to set the thing up. Phase one, pause and self-quarantine. The regular season is over. The NHL instituted the pandemic pause March 12th, with the regular season marked as ending March 11th. The top 12 teams from each conference will enter a 24-team playoff format with positioning based on points percentage. Phase two, non-contact skating drills for players in small groups at team facilities. The hopeful start date for phase two is early June. This is something that is going to be just the initial return. Let players start building up that stamina, etc. Phase three will be for formal training camp starting no earlier than the first half of July. So we are still over a month away from training camp starting for the NHL. And then phase four will be a 24-team playoff, including seeding games, play-in rounds. Now, how that structure will lay out is still TBD. The NHL also shared details on two hub city setups, including potential host cities, which include Chicago, Columbus, Ohio, Dallas, Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Pittsburgh, Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Each conference will be assigned a hub city with secure hotels, arena practice facilities, and in-market transportation. So one city will serve as the East, one as the West. Teams will be limited to 50 personnel in the hub city, with only a small number of support staff entering the actual event arenas, and timing and sites will be determined at a future date and will be dependent on COVID-19 conditions. The 24-team playoff format set up in return to play will include a round robin to seed the top four teams in each conference. The round robin will see the top four teams play for first round seeding. Qualifying round will take place after that. The remaining eight teams will play a best of five series to advance to the first round. The first and second round format will be seeding versus bracket, and series lengths are TBD, could be five or seven games. Conference finals and Stanley Cup finals will be best of seven. The winners from the qualifying play of the top four seeds in the first round and the individual first-round series matchups are TBD as well. In the East, as it stands right now, Boston, Tampa Bay, Washington, and Philly are your top four, leaving Pittsburgh, Carolina, New York, Toronto, Columbus, Florida, New York Rangers, and the Montreal Canadiens as your bottom eight. Out in the West, the Blues, Avalanche, Golden Knights, and Stars are one through four, respectively. The Oilers, Predators, Canucks, Flames, Jets, Wild Coyotes, and Blackhawks are the 8 through 12. So we will see how that plays out. I'm going to go to some sound here in just a second, Tim. So if you don't mind pulling up my sound audio folder, we will be going to that in just a minute. But this is a big step forward. Let me go to clip number 1A. This was from a conference call yesterday from Gary Bettman, the commissioner of the NHL, just giving his thoughts and the revelation of the overall plan.
When the given go-ahead from the medical experts and the relevant government authorities is given, 24 of our 31 teams will resume play, the top 12 in each conference as ranked by percentage points from our standings as they stood through the games of March 11th, when we paused our season as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. As we seek some return to normalcy, this is an important day, particularly for NHL fans. Since March 12th, we have been hopeful and optimistic that by developing all options and alternatives, we could get to this point. I know I join sports fans everywhere when we say we cannot wait for our players to hit the ice again. And I look forward to the greatest privilege of all, presenting the most storied and coveted trophy in all of sports to the captain of the 2019-20 Stanley Cup champions. Although we are anxious to get back on the ice, we will not do anything until we are assured by medical professionals and the relevant government authorities that it is safe and prudent to do so. I also want to thank Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly and league staff and medical personnel who worked tirelessly to craft this plan, and the members of the NHL Board of Governors who once again put aside personal preferences to approve a plan that we believe is fair to all of the teams and our best option under the circumstances. It will enable the best playoffs in all the sports to honor our history and produce a champion worthy of claiming the most treasured trophy in all of sports. For purposes of nomenclature, record keeping and NHL awards, the 2019-20 regular season has been deemed to be completed. We will resume play and conduct the 2020 Stanley Cup playoffs in two hub cities that will be identified and announced at a later date. One will be the site for the resuming Eastern Conference clubs. The other will play host to the resuming Western Conference clubs. Each will have secure arenas, practice facilities, hotels, and local transportation for our players, coaches, and essential staff. Once the round robins and qualifying rounds are completed, we will conduct conference-based playoffs in each hub city. The winners of the qualifying round robins will advance to the first round, with each opposing one of the round robin teams. Since we have endeavored to be sensitive to players' preferences, the matchups for the first round series remain to be set, as the Return to Play Committee is still discussing whether to determine them through seeding or via a bracket.
So there's Gary Bettman, commissioner of the National Hockey League, as the NHL announces yesterday that they are going to resume play likely in very late July or early August, when a 2014 playoff. Non-contact skating drills will begin in about 2 to 3 weeks. We will then see a full camp start in early to mid-July, probably a month to a month and a half after that. We will get the 2014 playoff underway. When we come back here in just a minute, where does football stand? Well, we heard from authorities in both the NFL and college ball yesterday. Got some sound from that coming up here in just a minute. My name is Rob Brown, DJ Tim on the ones and twos today. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, drop the bass! DJ Tim in the house. Welcome to Club the Rob Show. No, it doesn't work out at all. It's Club Tim on the Rob Brown Show, ESPN Upstate.
Yeah. Club Tim kind of just runs together better, don't you?
Club Tim featuring DJ. He named his club after himself, all right? Let him be. Tim rolled up in here today with the big gold chains swinging. My man got his grill in.
Oh man, I'm having a lot of drip today, you know?
Speaking of words the kids say, let's do this. Let's get some football talk in here real quick. I'm going to have some sound of this segment too, if you don't mind, please, Timbo. We will start with the owner of the Miami Dolphins, Stephen Ross, yesterday made the news as he went on the record by saying that he thinks that there will, quote, definitely be a football season. Ross added that while the plan is for fans to be in the stands, you know what I mean, man? That's my jam.
That's all I got.
That's it. My hip hop free flow career, not extensive. As long as I can just make one rhyme throughout the whole thing, I'm the jam, man. I play in a band, Stan. That's it. That's all I got. That's how it goes.
You should be a songwriter.
Really should.
As states such as New York and New Jersey begin to clear the way for professional sports teams to return to facilities, Florida was on the forefront of that behind Governor Ron DeSantis. According to one report by Yahoo, they still do that? I don't think they do that anymore. I think Yahoo has jumped the yodeling.
Honestly, that's the first time I've heard it said. So I don't.
Really? I forget you're young.
Yeah.
Yahoo's commercials used to be, they always ended with Yahoo, and it was just super annoying, which is why I don't know I've done it twice on the show now, but what are
which
you
going to do?
Which
is probably why we haven't heard it now.
Fair enough. According to one report by Yahoo, NFL coaches could return to team facilities as early as next week, and a full squad minicamp could be held as early as June 15th or as late as June 27th. Ross was speaking as the chairman of the Related Companies, a global real estate development firm, but of course they had to ask him about the Dolphins, and Stephen Ross in cut number 3A there, Timbo, had this to say.
I think there's one thing that we miss is our sports. And I don't think a lot of people realize it until they no longer have it. But certainly the NFL, I think, will be ready to go. And I think we're all looking forward to it. I know I am. We've done a lot of things down in Miami here. And we're prepared either way. And hopefully there'll be fans in the stadiums. I think there definitely will be a football season this year. The real question is, will there be fans in the stadiums? I think right now today, we're planning on having fans in the stadiums. But I think the NFL is looking at and is very flexible so that we will be able to start on time and really, you know, bring that entertainment that's really so needed to all of us in this country.
So that's Stephen Ross, owner of the Miami Dolphins. By the way, did you hear at the beginning of that quote? He's like, I think we all need sports, but so many people don't realize we don't have right now. I'm like, everybody knows we don't have sports right now. People I know who don't like sports are like, man, you know, I really could use some NBA right now. You know what I'm saying?
I think there are a lot of females out there saying we need sports because they're getting too much attention from their man, from their men.
This whole, I'm glad. This whole thing started when the lockdown started. I gave one piece of advice to both the men and the women of this audience, right? Because I know we have a bunch of lady listeners. And by the way, y'all are always invited to call in.
Absolutely.
Female listeners always go to the front of the caller queue. 844-GSP-ESPN, Texas 71307. I said, guys, don't go bananas with the projects and the DIY stuff during the lockdown. Because what you're going to show is how much you are capable of if you don't put as much of an emphasis on sports, right? And if you go out there and you knock out every home improvement DIY Tim the Toolman Taylor project that's been on your to-do list for 7-8 months now, and you knock them all out in a week, then when sports comes back, the lady friend's going to look at you and go, well, I don't understand why you can't just work at that pace and just like fill in sports when you have time. You know what I mean? And that's not how it works. Ladies, on the other hand, my piece of advice to you, girls, get what you can get now, man. Get what you can get now, because here's what's going to happen. And probably it's looking more and more like mid-July, sports are going to come back. And while it's not going to make sense to all of you, I know we've got some lady listeners here who are every bit the tier 3 sports fans. I don't know if you've heard there's 3 tiers of sports fans, right? Tier 1 is surface level sports. Don't know the names, don't know the background, don't know salary caps, don't know anything, don't care. Just whatever game's on TV, I'm happy to watch it. When that game's over, it's back to real life. Tier 2 is most of your fans, which is like, I know the biggest names, I know most of the big dramatic storylines, I watch games that my teams aren't directly involved in, but I'm not like a hardcore fan. And then there's tier 3 fans, which are the people who do sports talk radio for a living, where we're like, yep, I need to know who the backup left tackle for the Seattle Seahawks is. All right? That's how big of a deal this is for me. If your man is a tier 2 or tier 3 fan, when mid-July rolls around, we are going to start getting to the point where we have hockey mini camps, NFL mini camps, NBA mini, all the sports are going to, they're all coming at once. Baseball, hockey, basketball, football, soccer, they're all going to be happening at once. It is going to be sports freaking overload for about 6 months, and you will not be able to vice grip him off the couch to get him to do stuff. So fellas, get a bunch done. Don't go bananas, because the bar is going to get set real high and you're not going to want to jump it. Ladies, get everything you can get from him right now. Because when we go back to sports, there's going to be about a 4-month period where we're going to be like, no, no.
We're going to be locked in that man cave.
Yup. You better believe it. You better believe it. So anyway, let me get this sound in here too real quick. I'm going to go now to cut 4A. This is ACC Commissioner John Swofford, who had a conversation on a telecall yesterday talking about where the Atlantic Coast Conference stands in its potential return and his thoughts on that.
I think one of the things that can help intercollegiate athletics is that during the course of the summer before we play, I think we'll learn some things from the professional leagues who will start playing before we do. And that can be fortuitous for intercollegiate athletics because, you know, it's hard to know what's going to work and work well and what's not going to work so well. And consequently, we'll have our eye very closely on what goes on in professional sports before we are up and hopefully playing in the fall. So if some schools are unable to play and make that decision, I don't think that keeps everybody from playing. So I think everything is still on the table at this point. It's one of the tough things for decision makers is that you're used to making decisions and moving on. And in this case, it's really premature to make the decisions that ultimately will need to be made. And that's why the sharing of information is so critical. And we have to keep the various scenarios that could happen on the table going forward. I'm on a call every day with my commissioner colleagues in the A5. And the five of us, I just got off that call, actually. But we talk every day so that we're sharing information and best practices. And we've established a medical advisory committee within the ACC, as I know that my colleague conferences have done the same, to benefit from science and from the tremendous medical personalities that we have across the board in our various conferences. And we're blessed in the ACC to have some of the best medical schools in the country. And that certainly is coming in handy. If most can play, we haven't made this decision yet, Mike. So I'm giving you a personal opinion at this point. But I would think if half or more of our schools can play and want to play, that we would make every effort to do that. You hope you're not in that situation within your league. You hope that all are on the same page. But the way all of this has worked, and with we're in 10 different states, so we could have states that prohibit competition, for instance, and others that do. And every league is in the same boat in regard to that. Right now, my best read on our league is that people are generally very unified in their approach to this. But again, a lot can happen over the next few months. And so we'll see how that plays out. But we want to be unified. I hope we can be unified when the time comes.
So there you have it. There's John Swofford saying, look, man, if there's some schools in the ACC that don't want to go, we'll just have to figure out how to play without them. And what's going to be interesting is figuring out how that works if some schools in the ACC say, we ain't playing this week or this season.
I wish it was this week.
Right? If we're not going to play this season, and you get a bunch of the small schools that say, hey, we just can't manage a football season this year. We just don't have the finances to pull it off. It's looking more and more likely that some conferences, primarily the ACC and the Pac-12, it's looking like, may have to do some big boost in intra-conference games, right? We could see an ACC season where a couple of ACC schools might have to play each other twice or only play other ACC schools round robin style. I don't know. Point is, John Swofford's hopeful and optimistic, but saying there is a chance some schools may have to bail out. We'll talk more about that later on in the show. Let's take our last break of this hour. When we come back here in just a minute, I'm going to give you a couple of profiles of some senior sports spotlight nominees, some folks that have won that are representing the class of 2020 very well. Some awesome stories. I'll give you those when we come back. Rob, DJ Tim, and the Rob Brown Show right here on ESPN Upstate.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The Rob Brown Show rolls on. Rob Tim, you. Thank you very much for hanging out with us today. We are glad to have you along for the ride as we are all over the place. Talk some NBA, some NHL, some NFL so far in the program. And we have got plenty more coming up for you as we move forward here on the show. You can hang out with us on the phone lines if you'd like by checking in. 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776. You can text us at 71307. Start your text with ESPN so it filters to us. And if you'd like to join us in our Discord chat room, which is active before, during, and after every single show, it's very simple to do so. All you've got to do is text ESPN password to 71307. 71307 is the way to go. Text ESPN password, and I'll send you a link to join our Discord chat room. Today, our senior sports spotlight, we honor Miss Lauren Harrell of Dorman High School. Lauren's dad says she is a three-year letterman as a volleyball player, and as a freshman, was called up to the varsity squad for the 2016 state playoffs and state championship run. She's held many titles, including letterman on the 2017 state championship team, senior captain 2019, second team Spartanburg Herald All Academic, 2018 second team Spartanburg Herald All Area, first team Spartanburg Herald All Academic 2019, and won the award as most dedicated player in 2019. Lauren has also participated in track, where she was a letterman in 2020, and participated in field events, including shot put, discus, and javelin. At Dorman, she received two athletic awards, including the SCHSL Multisport Letterman and the SCHSL Scholar Athlete Award. Ladies and gentlemen, from Dorman High School, today's senior sports spotlight shines brightly on Miss Lauren Harrell. Congratulations, Lauren. We are very proud of you and all of our upstate seniors from around the area. 2 hours left to go. We are going to hear some from some authorities in the NBA when we return here in just a minute. Plus, I've got plenty more to get to. Stick around. DJ Tim, Rob Brown, The Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.